Hi there. The word for you today is, don't be an older brother. In Luke 15 verse 31 we read, Son, all that I have is yours. In the parable of the prodigal son, probably one of the two most popular parables Jesus ever told, Jesus is talking to two different groups of people, regular people and religious leaders who were complaining that this man, quote, receives sinners and eats with them. Now we all know the story. The prodigal son blew it and ended up in a hog pen. Later when he returns home, his father throws a big party for him. But the older brother wouldn't attend. And here was his reason. Let me quote it to you from scripture, Luke 15:29. He says to his dad, these many years I have been serving you, yet you never gave me a young goat that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this son of yours came, this son who has, quote, devoured your livelihood with harlots, you killed the fatted calf for him. And his father said to him, Son, you're getting it all wrong. Son, all that I have is yours. It's the kind of thing you sometimes hear in church from people who lift themselves up by putting others down. Think about it. Both sons spent time in the pig pen. One in the pig pen of rebellion, the other in the pig pen of resentment. One came home to a welcome, the other stayed home and wallowed in self-righteousness. Because of his judgmentalism, the older son ended up losing more than the younger one. You say, what did he lose? Three things. Number one, he forfeited the joy of knowing how much he was loved by his father. Number two, as the oldest son, he was entitled to twice as much of his father's estate. Yet, he wasn't able to enjoy a single moment of it because he was consumed with jealousy and resentment. And number three, his younger brother was lost and hurting. What an opportunity to forgive, show grace, help to restore him, and have a life-enriching relationship with him. But he forfeited it all because he was judgmental. So the word for you today is, don't be an older brother.